Thank you very much, Mr. Vice Chair. And thank you very much, Madam Director, for the great introduction to this this segment. If I may add two other sustainable development goals that are really, really important in fighting crime is, I think, number one, SDG number one, fighting poverty, and also, well, former colleagues colleagues before me also emphasized it, the SDG four, fighting for better education. So in The Hague, as in many other cities, we face several security challenges, and the most common forms are of violence include gang-related incidents, violent demonstrations, domestic violence, and youth-related criminal activity. These issues are often worsened by social inequalities like poverty, mental health problems, and economic instability. Additionally, cybercrime has emerged as a growing threat to our city's security, particularly with our position as a hub for international organizations. Tackling these complex challenges requires a proactive approach. And The Hague has implemented several initiatives to address violence and security concerns. One of our key programs focuses on crime prevention through community engagement and social services. I think that's something we all have in common nowadays. We've also invested in youth outreach programs aiming to steer at-risk individuals away from criminal behavior. And for instance, we do that in the Laak district, which is a very poor and vulnerable neighborhood. And we developed there the gym box, like the colleagues of Klang and also Turku, who investigate in sports activities for young people. We also do it over there because there are quite a lot of young people who are engaging in gang-related crime, like also drill rap, etc. And together with outreaching youth work, we put their sea container with all kinds of gym materials, so everybody, so people can use a gym for free. And we see that there are all kinds of positive activities clinging on to that. So because of the youth work also motivates young people to engage in their community and maybe clean the streets or maybe go back to school or something like that. We see that it's very, very successful approach just by putting a gym box in a street or on a square. Furthermore, we are collaborating closely with law enforcement, educational institutions, and mental health organizations to ensure a multidisciplinary approach. Additionally, we've launched campaigns aimed at raising awareness around domestic violence, offering victims easier access to support services. To effectively address long-standing violence, we believe in the importance of collaboration across different actors, law enforcement, social services, and the local community. Early intervention programs aimed at youth, combined with educational initiatives, can play a key role in reducing violence. Another crucial tool is data-driven policing, which allows us to focus resources on the most vulnerable areas. It's also important to address the root causes of violence, such as poverty, unemployment, poor education, and social exclusion. We must continue to invest in these structural solutions to ensure long-term safety and security. Community engagement is at the heart of our violence prevention strategy. We believe that local residents are key partners in building a safer The Hague. Through regular dialogue with neighborhoods, we encourage citizens to actively participate in identifying and solving safety concerns. Local governance plays an equally important role by ensuring that policies are tailored to the specific needs of each community. We also prioritize building trust between law enforcement and residents to foster cooperation. Ultimately, a sense of shared responsibility and collaboration strengthens our capacity to prevent violence. Thank you so much.